Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden made a surprise stop at a garage-themed restaurant in a western suburb of Detroit, where he told diners he planned to, quote, finish the job, and said of Trump, the alternative is not much of an alternative.
But we have real opportunities, real opportunities. And so we got to finish the job, and I promise you, I'm okay.
Biden got a boost earlier in the day when two prominent Democrats, Representative James Clyburn and California Governor Gavin Newsom, said he should stay in the race. But there were signs that his support was weakening elsewhere as two more lawmakers called on him to drop out. Democratic office holders, donors, and activists are trying to determine whether Biden is their best bet to defeat Trump in the November 5th election and serve another four-year term in the White House. Palestinians return to breathtaking scenes of destruction after Israeli troops withdraw, AP's Nayan Kim reports.
As Israeli troops withdraw from the Gaza neighborhood of Shajaya, residents return to see what's left of their home. Block after block, nearly every building has been flattened to rubble after the two-week Israeli offensive. My house had four floors, Sharif Abu Shanab says. I can't enter it. I can't take anything out of it, not even a can of tuna. Civil defense workers say so far they found the bodies of 60 people in the rubble. More bodies are believed to be trapped, but the organization has little equipment to clear the debris. The Israeli military has carried out several offensives in Shajaya during the nine-month-old war with Hamas. I'm Nayan Kim.
Kenya's police boss has resigned in the latest development resulting from deadly protests. The resignation Friday comes as President William Ruto seeks to respond to growing concerns of police brutality following weeks of protests triggered by a proposed tax hike. For additional stories, visit voanews.com.